I wouldn't call it one of the most famous movie lines ever. However, it's a line that I say a lot when I'm talking to people, and for some reason they strike me as stupid. And this is the line. Do you understand the words are coming out of my mouth? Hey, let me know if you know the movie. But guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, slay ya. Garth Heckman, hope you're having a great week. We're going to chop this off on Friday. We're going to make it happen. So thanks for tuning in. Thank you again for all the emails lately, insight, advice, topics. We got our How to Be a Man series starting here at Hillspring Church, March 26th, Tuesday night. Catch it live on Facebook or YouTube. But you guys have had some great insights, some really funny stories. Thank you. And if you want to have some more information on that, if you live in the area, reach out to me. But until that time, let's jump into our weekend. Let's go out on big terms today, right? You know, there's a story that back when the telegraph was first invented, and that was how they, you know, would do long-distance communication, that there was a job that was posted in the paper for a Morse code operator. And so if you were able to read and operate Morse code, you went to the office and you walked inside, and there was this large, noisy office, and the telegraph in the background was clacking away. There was a sign on the receptionist counter that instructed job applicants to fill out the form and to wait there until they were summoned to come into the office. Well, there were probably 8 or 9 young men who'd already filled out the form, were waiting, and all of a sudden this young kid comes in, he sees the sign, he grabs a form, and then he doesn't even fill it out. He just walks into the office. Everyone's sitting there going, what a doorknob. Can't he read the sign? It says, fill out the form, the application, and then wait to be called. A few minutes later, he walks out with the director of the Morse code office. He says, thank you, everybody. You can leave. I've just hired this man. And guys got up. They're like, what? Wait a second. The sign said, fill out the application and wait to be called. And the guy looked at him basically and said, listen, here's the deal. If you walked in and you were listening, you heard the telegraph typing out this. If you understand this message, then come right in. The job is yours. And none of you heard it or understood it. And this young man did. Thank you. Be on your way. One of the most powerful things that I have tried to work on and that really struck me was reading, yes, one of the books I talked about yesterday, The Three Battlegrounds by Francis Frangipane. This is a quote off of page 55. The spirit will speak in dreams, visions, and prophetic words, but much of what will be revealed will actually come through our capacity to perceive correctly. The scripture tells us that Jesus perceived the thoughts of men in his spirit. So also with us, if we will move in the divine discernment, our view of life must be purged of human thoughts and reactions. The beginning of true discernment will not come until we crucify our instincts to judge. End quote. And did I not just quote Ephesians 4:23 a couple days ago, that God calls us to renew the spirit of our mind? Not just renew our mind, but the spirit of our mind. See, we covered this, like I said, a few episodes back. Knowing is different than understanding. I can memorize a book on brain surgery, but are you really going to lay down on a gurney and let me crack open your skull and take a shot at it? No. What I know versus what I can discern and what I really know and can operate in, no pun intended, two different things. So just recently, I had a woman in our church, and she's been coming for a while, trusted soul, loves God, on fire, and she's a part of our deliverance ministry. What she's been exposed to, what she sees, what she knows is beyond what's on even most people's radar. And so this last week after church, she said, Pastor, I had a dream about you, and I'd like to tell it to you. And so we came into my office and shut the door, partly so I could hear better. And this dream, man, it was powerful. I mean, I've been thinking about it ever since, and it just kind of rocked me. And it was powerful in the sense that it proved to me that God knew exactly where I'm at and what I'm going through. Now, again, you go, well, of course he knows where you're at and what you're going through. But to know that he knows, to know that he cares, to know that he wants me to know that he knows where I'm at and what I'm going through. I mean, it breathes such incredible fresh wind and fire into my body, my soul, my spirit. I was physically energized. My soul was energized. My spirit was energized. But here's what's key. This is key. And listen to me here when I say this. She told me the dream, but did not know what it meant. But I knew. She did not know who it was about, but I knew. She did not know how badly I needed to hear it, but man, I did. And I had no idea the dream was coming, no idea, but God knew I needed it. So let me ask you a question, and something worth chewing on. What if we didn't have the spiritual senses to know and understand the dream? What if I didn't know? What if she told me the dream was like, wow, that's interesting. What do you think it means? But here's the deeper question. What if there are things all around us that we can't pick up on because we don't have our spiritual mind renewed? Look, it's easy to point to a somewhat prophetic dream, but there are things happening around us every day, real time, in our family, in our kids, with our spouse, at our job, at our church, with our neighbor, inside of us, and we might be just too dull to even pick up on it. See, here's the deal. There are plenty of things around us that we can pick up on. We just can't pick up on it because our spiritual senses aren't renewed. Let me put it to you this way. We don't live as physical bodies with a spirit. We live as spirits in physical bodies in a spiritual world. And if we truly live in a spiritual world, which we do, shouldn't we be picking up on a whole lot more of what's going on in the spirit than we do? I think so. So with that, ask God to continue to renew the spirit of your mind and not just your mind. You'll be surprised what you see, what you understand, and how it changes your life. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.